Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Smart Marketing for Small Business, the show where we try to help you get smarter and market smarter and outthink, outmaneuver, outflank, outmaneuver, and outsmart your competition without having to outspend them. And we do that in a variety of ways. One guest that we have, and we have an interesting one tonight, which I'll introduce in just a moment. But we also have our four LinkedIn groups, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Celebrities for Marketing, Creative Thinkers Forum, and my favorite one, Fearless Marketer, because the key to it is we want you to be fearless. We want you to be a bit of a risk taker. My name is Leslie Wolf. I am the host of the show. I am CEO of the Smart Marketing Group in Philadelphia. I am a marketing strategist, a creative tactician, an executive coach, and I talk too much at times. But we have some things that we think you will benefit from on this show. Also, we want to hear from you as to things that you would like us to have on the show, to discuss in the show, comments, and do that through our email address, which is marketing smartly, S-M-A-R-T-L-Y, marketingsmartly at AOL.com. Now we're going to go and meet our guest tonight, a lovely lady, Carla Mancari. Carla, are you there?
Yes, good evening. Yes, I'm here.
Oh, good evening. Carla, why don't you give the audience a little bit of your background?
All right. Let's see
but
if
you
I
have
can
a
condense.
Fascinating. Well, you have a fascinating background.
Okay. Well, I was one of 12 children. I was labeled retarded, held back 3 years, and had to eventually overcome that, but did go on to graduate from college, undergraduate degree, and then graduate degree, and then on to internship with a psychiatrist to become a certified psychologist. Let's see, I was working with minorities, the black community, and then the Indians, and was visiting in Lourdes, France, had a transcendental experience, came back. It changed my life, of course, and I had also challenged the United States and the Supreme Court over discrimination. And let's see, what else is there? Oh, gosh, did 3 years in the Air Force.
And you've authored, what, 8 books?
Oh, yes, I've authored 8 books and been marketing them. And that gets into marketing, doesn't it? And let's see,
well,
I do retreats.
No,
go ahead,
you were saying. No, because one of the things, say the marketing aspect, you reach out to the spirituality in all of us, and that enhances the way one performs in life.
Well,
and
because everything you do is out here is a reflection from within. So if you can work with your consciousness, you are going to be more creative in the marketing field. This is where your more smarts is going to come from, and your more originality will come from within you. You won't have to be a copycat. Plus, I'm a big believer in self-motivation. Going out and spending big bucks on being motivated, you know, you get a good high, but next morning you're back down. It doesn't last. But if you become self-motivating, then you'll always be motivated, and you'll always be coming up with originality rather than trying to compete with. You don't have to compete, Les. You really don't. You have to be the best you are that you are, because each individual is very special and very different.
And I think, based on one of your books that I'm reading, which we'll get into discussing your books in a moment, is not a lot of people realize the power they have within themselves. Am I correct?
No, they don't. They do not. And that is, it's a powerhouse. What they have within them is a powerhouse. But they have to connect. That's the only difference. There's no distance. There's no miles to go, no mountains to climb, no rivers to swim. It's all within. But, and I'm sure we've heard this before, but that's where we get into my minute method, because that's all it takes, 1 minute twice a day. People think they have to sit for an hour with their eyes closed and their legs crossed. No. You can relax, do it in 1 minute twice a day. Make that connection within you where the power is. And boy, does it flow. It flows out here in ideas, and places and people and conditions and situations in your decision making. It's an entirely different world when you bring the inner to the outer.
One of the problems that people have is they don't have enough faith in themselves to be themselves.
That's right. 100%. Yes.
You say, it's one thing, you know, to buy a motivation book or listen to a motivational speaker, what have you, but you're not really creating yourself. And what I found interesting in your minute method approach was the fact that we have so much within ourselves that we don't realize. You know, when you were talking about origination, I wrote an article that was published back in January in a thing called the Philadelphia Business Journal, and the title was, "Do You Replicate, Duplicate, Imitate Rather Than Originate? Are You a Mimic Marketer?" And
that's
what most people are.
Mm-hmm.
They tend to mimic others.
You have to come to realize that you are original, that you're very special. You're the only one that you are on this planet. There's no one like you. So you are a beloved. And the unfortunate thing is we lack loving ourselves. And from love comes that creativity. But you have to make connection with it.
Why do you think it is that so many people have difficulty in loving themselves?
Well, it's a lot of conditioning. Growing up, parents have come to expect too much of children, and they push them too hard, giving out a lot of negativity. I found when I was doing psychological counseling, my biggest problem when children were having problems were the parents. And they don't realize what they're doing to their children. They want them to compete. They want them to be better than they were and better than their peers. And children, you know, they see themselves as not as good or not any good, and they get into this negativity about themselves. You know, like I said, I was held back 3 times, considered retarded. But what gave me the confidence to go on? My parents loved me. The way I was, they accepted me and loved me. And from that love, I believed, because I was so naive, I believed I could do anything that I really wanted to do. And from a child on, I wanted to be a psychologist because I wanted to help children. So that's what I believed in, and that's what I became. So you have to believe in yourself, but it all comes from love. And then that love has to come from within you. It has
to be
there.
Well,
yeah,
let me translate that also in another thing. In the workplace, if you are a manager, whether you are the boss or if you have other people under you, there are lessons based on what you're saying in the way that you treat people, whether they are employees, customers, vendors, because the way we treat people and the sense of how we give of ourselves is in many ways a reflection of how we feel about ourselves. Would you say that?
Of course. Definitely. I'll know a person immediately just by the way they treat others and would treat me. And they treat themselves the same way. That negativity, it really is heavy. It's heavy to carry around. And it does hold you back. And when you are harmful to others, not kind, not caring, especially your employees. Remember, your employees are a reflection of you because they're having to serve the customers that you have or clients. So the way you treat them, naturally, they're going to treat others. So you need to care. You need to care for yourself first. Make your connection where you will bring forth that love and kindness. It's not mushy. It's just calm, peaceful.
Well, it's also
and it's
common
kind.
Sense.
It's kindness.
It's also mm-hmm. common sense that if you treat
well,
people
how many
well,
of us have that? Say, how many of us have
Well, unfortunately, I tend to be cynical at times and say common sense is too uncommon. But the fact is, one of the things that I see today in business, in particular in the relationships one have with customers or even people that you're interacting in business, there is that lack, and I don't know if I'd use the word love, there is that lack of courtesy, that lack
well,
of respect.
Yeah. That's gone out the window, and I'm not sure how long ago we lost it. I've lost time there, and when did we stop being courteous, just common courtesy? It doesn't even have to be a special or over the top,
no,
but just saying thank you now to someone,
well,
you don't hear that often.
Returning a phone call,
We're answering an email.
But I think a lot of this has to do with what you're talking about is the core substance of you as a human being.
Right.
That
if you don't get in touch with that, you're not going to be a human being out here.
And I think from a marketing perspective, that's extremely important.
I think it is
an opportunity to outmaneuver your competition when people they walk into a store or they deal with your business and they come off with, oh my God, they were so pleasant, they were so nice, they were so courteous, they smiled.
Right.
I had
an experience just today. I had to take my car in to get the oil change, and I went to a big dealer, regular dealer. And I'll tell you, Leslie, the atmosphere there, the way I was treated, not greeted politely, and the way I was talked with and, you know, handled, I will not go back. And that's what I thought. I said, I would never buy a car from this place.
Well, there's a lesson that I've said to people before is that it used to be before the Internet, if somebody had a bad experience, they told 10 people. Today they
right.
tell 10,000 people.
This is true.
Because of
this,
and this is lost on a lot of people, of the power of how you live your life is a reflection of how you think about your life. And
how you get in touch
people.
With it. You better get in touch with your life. So that you bring forth this power that you have, recognize it, start to realize you have it, but it's all within you. It's not out here. You don't get the power out here. You get it from within, that loving, kind power that does produce results in marketing.
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. We're going to pause for a moment as I do my commercial.
Okay.
I just want to tell the audience is that one of the ways that we can help you help yourself are, as I said earlier, our LinkedIn groups. Get into the discussions, start the discussions, but also, as I said, email us at marketingsmartly@aol.com. If there are topics you'd like us to cover, if you have stories that you feel you would like to share, if you'd like to be a guest, let us hear from you. I also would encourage you to go up and look at our corporate website, smartmarketinggroup.com. And in particular, you may want to look at something under our advisory services, something we call the advisory time block. And this was an example of thinking outside the box. We've had clients over the years who basically said, you know, I really don't want to retain a relationship. So we structured a program where people could buy blocks of time, and like a deposit, a savings account, they can withdraw 10 minutes here, 5 minutes there. If they have a question, they have a problem they want to discuss, they want a different perspective, it is a very affordable and easy way to do things. In addition to the fact, having wonderful guests like Carla, I also get out there and I like to interact with the audience itself. So I am available for speaking engagements, workshops, webinars, whole range of things to help you do better. And you can utilize some of these services as a marketing tool for yourself. So keep that in mind. If you have any questions, marketingsmartly@AOL.com. And now, back to Carla. And Carla,
yes.
You know, let's talk about your book, The Minute Method.
Okay.
Why don't you give
should we first mention briefly walking on the grass?
Absolutely.
In the late 60s, I attended an all-black college for my graduate degree, the first white woman to graduate from Orangeburg State College. And that was quite an experience. And by the way, that opened my heart because I was a segregationist when I went in and I was totally changed when I came out. And that was the beginning of my spiritual journey. Okay, and the Minute Method now will fit in with that.
Well,
because the Minute Method is metaphysical.
Let me go back for a moment to Walking in the Grass is a book that Carla has written, that we are going to do our best to get it made into a movie because the message is powerful, especially today in the way the world is with all of the problems out there. We need to get a message out there that there's only one race, the human race.
True.
And that we need to reach into ourselves in order to reach out to others. And very important.
But very important.
Let's
yes.
talk about the Minute Method. And the key, one of the reasons I invited Carla to come onto this program was that reaching into spirituality helps you as an executive to be more efficient, more effective, and more meaningful to the people around you. So let's talk about this Minute Method, 1 minute twice a day, how you came up with this, and this. I'll shut up now and let you talk about it.
All right. Well, after I came back from Lourdes and did my 10 years running around the world studying with Buddhist and Hindu and Christian, established a relationship with Jesus. Well, it was revealed this Christ-centered prayer. That was the first thing that was revealed, and I was teaching, have been teaching at retreats. And we had a group of seminarians, young men, and they were very restless. And we were, sitting for 20 minutes, like three or four times a day, and they couldn't do it. They were restless and very unhappy. And when I asked them, "What's your problem?" and they said, "Well, we got our exams coming up, and we just can't do 20 minutes." So I said, "All right, can you give me 1 minute twice a day? Can you do that at this retreat?" And they said, "Oh, we'll try that." And they did. And suddenly, in a day or two, everything was calm. And I said, "Well, what's going on?" They said, "We don't know, but everything feels good. It's peaceful. We're all right. We feel restful." And then I realized something. Hey, you only have to do it a minute twice a day, and it doesn't have to be just for Christians. It's contacting this energy center we call the spiritual heart center, and the East calls it chakra, the heart chakra. And it's an energy center very close to your physical heart. And once you make contact with that energy, which is very pure, that's very profound. And from that, guidance comes, decision-making. it's just wisdom. It's from here that everything can rise, and it rises in a pure state. And creativity, it's a very profound minute twice a day. And twice a day is important because you can do it in the morning, but there are times during the day when the whole world is coming at you. And to maintain that balance, you have to get in that second minute. And I don't care how you get it in, even if you have to get it in on a restroom, because we all have to use it at least once a day. So you
Absolutely.
Can get that 1 minute in twice a day. And it will change your life, guarantee. I say take the 8 week minute method challenge, and then you can tell me about it after 8 weeks. But there isn't anyone that's practiced this. And it's simple. I mean, you read it.
Well,
did you read the
practice?
Why
don't you describe the steps that one takes? I think there's three steps.
It's only three steps. It really comes out so easy. You just have to sit. I don't care in what position, comfortable, sit on the couch. You don't have to sit with your back stiff. This is the beauty of this. And all you do is close your eyes, rest your hands on your lap or by your side, and just every time a thought rises, don't fight it. You're not trying to stop anything. And you go from your mind to your spirit, your heart center, which is in the center between your breasts. And you just bring your awareness to that area. You're not trying to feel anything. And just bring your awareness to that area, and we say rest in awareness. Well, when another thought or image rises, you do the same thing. Your attention's already there. Slowly come back to your spiritual. That's all you have to do for a minute, and you will make that contact through awareness. And it will change your life.
You find that if people stick to it 7 days a week, it becomes easier and easier to do.
Yeah. Oh, it becomes, it's second nature. You don't want to be without it. Like those that thought they never could do it or wanted to do it, they'll tell me they wouldn't want to live without it now. It's their manna. They literally cannot live without it. Because the moment they start drifting away from it, they're back in things being disruptive, their anger rising easier. You know when your emotions are rising. You don't lose anything. All your emotions are intact. Your memory's intact. You're not losing anything. But you know them when they rise. You're aware of them. And then you can use them as you wish. If you need to use anger, you use it. But it's very different than reacting. You act, not react. So it becomes a very different way because you're living now from your inner to your outer rather than outer to the inner. And so you're in control. Now your mind is your servant, not your master. 100% different. And you become 100%. You're a different person. People will tell you you're different, and they don't know why. But you'll know why.
Well,
so
I want to talk about the books that you've written, but first, how can people reach out to you in order
Well, I have an email address that I usually put in my books, and it's charm, because I'm so charming.
And modest, too.
But, yeah, I said that's a joke. It was given to me. Anyway, charm, Carla with a C, C-A-R-L-A, @gmail.com. And, of course, I have three different websites, theminutemethodpractice.com is one of them, and if you go on that, you'll learn more about the Minute Method. If you're Christian and you want Christian terms, I have the Christ-Centered Prayer Practice.com, ContemplativeInvitation.com, and we post retreats when we have them on there. And I believe the books are listed.
Now, are your retreats, what, a couple of days, 1 day? What are they?
They're usually 4 to 5 days, and
okay.
We've been doing them twice a year. I may cut it down to once a year because of all the writing now I'm having to do. But we'll have it at least once a year. We just did one in October. We usually do them October and April. And we post them on our websites.
Well, I'm looking at the
and also the books are all also the books are on Amazon and Barnes and Noble and on the digital all those engines. You can get it through digital, especially the Minute Method. I know I have that on all of the engines.
Well, why don't we give the audience the title of the books? We have The Minute Method.
Mm-hmm.
We have Your Other Heart, The Best Kept Secret.
Yes.
We have...
You know better than I do.
Well, I'm looking at them.
Okay.
Echo to a Power of One. Improve
that's
your
about
health,
the environment.
And the other one I have here is The Lessons, How to Understand Spiritual Principles, Spiritual Activities, and Rising Emotions.
Now, that's our workbook. And in that book, you'll find over 200 statements or articles in there that are written to help you on your journey if you have any problems.
I mean,
so
what are the other books that you have out there?
Well, it's Walking on the Grass.
Right.
How many are we up to?
We're up to five.
Diet for the Soul.
Okay.
And are we up to seven? And the one about
that's
to come
six.
Out called six, and one that's coming out called Christ-Centered Prayer. We should have that out in December, late December. Did we get them all in?
That is super.
Mm-hmm.
I think we got them all in. But if not, they should email you.
Or go on Amazon. Put my name in Amazon and you'll get all seven
books. Let's spell your name again for them.
Okay, first name is Carla, C-A-R-L-A. Last name, M-A-N, Lincoln Mann, C-A-R-I, one word, Mann Carey. And there, if you put that in Amazon or Barnes & Noble, you'll get all the books. They will come up.
That is tremendous. You know, this whole problem that we're seeing more and more of today of what I call the lack of interaction between management, employees and customers, vendors, just people in general. This Minute Method is a way for people to get more in touch with themselves.
You have to. If you want to have relationships, improve them. You have to improve the relationship with yourself first.
And that's
and
a
then,
point that I think is missed by a lot of people.
Yes, definitely. They don't want to take
the
time.
I want to thank you.
Well,
I
you're
want to
quite
thank
welcome.
You very much. This was exciting, enjoyable, and
I enjoyed it also.
Well, I'm glad you stayed up late enough to join.
Anytime, Les. Anytime.
All right, we will talk.
Yes.
You take care. All right.
You too. God bless.
All right.
Bye.
Happy Thanksgiving. Take care.
Yes, indeed. Have a good one.
Thank you, darling. And, folks, that was a wonderful guest that we had on our show, and wonderful guests are what we have on our show. And we want to hear from you at marketingsmartly@AOL.com. We want to see you get active on our LinkedIn group, Smart Marketing for Small Business, Creative Thinkers Forum, Celebrities for Marketing, and Fearless Marketers. The whole idea is this show is designed to be your show, and we look for ways to help you. And we do this from different perspectives, such as this one tonight, because this was a perspective to get inside you to make you better on the outside when dealing with people and interacting. It will make a difference between you and the competition that's out there. So I want to thank you all. I'd like you to spread the word every Wednesday night at 11 o'clock, Smart Marketing for Small Business. Let people know about it. Get out there and enjoy yourself this holiday season. A great Thanksgiving, And we'll look forward to having you join us next Wednesday. Take care. Bye.